You should know that we plan to stop that German coal project. It's not going to happen, so you will not be able to export this gas as you hope.
That's Frances Etherington in front of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission in Rifle last week. Unlike most of the citizens at the meeting, Etherington is not from Colorado. She's from Oregon. In fact, she's a landowner whose property is in the path of the proposed Pacific Connector pipeline that would take fracked natural gas from western Colorado across southern Oregon to a proposed natural gas liquefaction plant in Coos Bay.
And in order to get the gas there, they have to bring it from the end of the Ruby Pipeline near a place called Klamath Falls, Oregon, and build this pipeline 230 miles across southern Oregon.
Etherington was in Rifle as part of the Jordan Cove, Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Coast project, brainchild of Oregon activist Alex Budd and North Fork Valley organizer Pete Kolbenschlag. The project is a tour of West Slope communities facing natural gas extraction and Oregon communities along the pipeline route. Etherington wants to find out more about fracking and put a face to Oregon landowners who oppose the pipeline. She told KDNK that the pipeline would cross 160 miles of private land in her home state, whose owners have been threatened with eminent domain. Etherington is board president of the Oregon Women's Land Trust, which owns the land she lives on. 8 acres is threatened by the pipeline.
We live right next to some BLM old growth forest with a spotted owl living right next to us. It's called an owl activity center. They have to do a 100-foot wide clear cut through these forests across the entire southern Oregon.
Etherington, Alex Budd, and Pete Kolbenschlag also met with Battlement Concerned Citizens, an energy watchdog group that's been fighting natural gas and injection wells in Battlement Mesa.
We do have the room till 5 o'clock, if you guys feel
Budd explained the purpose of the project to the group.
We keep hearing that, you know, communities in Colorado really want this export project to export their gas. And when I read articles from the Sentinel here, it makes it sound like all our communities in Oregon really want this terminal to be able to export gas from Colorado. And, you know, on both ends, that's really not true at all. And so we want to start connecting our communities on both the up and downstream sides of this project.
Alex Budd grew up on Colorado's Front Range. He was actively opposed to fracking in communities outside Boulder. He moved to Oregon 5 years ago.
When I heard about the Jordan Cove project, it was actually really exciting. Some kind of project that, if stopped, would actually prevent drilling from happening because that gas wouldn't have any way to get to market.
The Jordan Cove LNG plant and the Pacific Connector pipeline would export to Asia nearly 8 million metric tons of natural gas from western Colorado and Canada. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, denied the pipeline permit in 2016. According to FERC, the project owner, Canadian company Verizon, quote, failed to demonstrate a need for the project sufficient to outweigh the potential harm to the economic interests of landowners whose property rights might be taken by eminent domain, end quote. 1 month after FERC's denial, Verizon called for another hearing, citing potential buyers for 77% of the pipeline's capacity, but FERC denied the request. Opponents who thought Jordan Cove was dead in the water were surprised when another Canadian company, Pembina Pipeline Corporation, resurrected the project last year, with plans to go online in 2024, and claiming an agreement with Jericho, Japan's leading natural gas importer. Akis Loesch, senior research associate with the Columbia University Center on Global Energy Policy, compares the agreement to an engagement ring.
We are serious about this. We want to do business together, but there is no legal enforceability behind that.
Despite Pembina's claims, JERA plans to cut 42% of its natural gas imports by 2030. Loge says there is a lot of uncertainty in Japanese natural gas markets. Buyers are reluctant to make long-term commitments. China presents the largest natural gas market for the immediate future, says Loge, but the current tariff war with the USA could kill new U.S. LNG export projects. Colorado politicians, including Garfield County Commissioners Governor John Hickenlooper and Congressman Scott Tipton, favor Jordan Cove and the pipeline. At a House Natural Resources Committee meeting in Grand Junction this summer, Tipton said the project would boost western Colorado's economy and create a bridge between boom and bust cycles common to oil and gas exploration. But Akis Loesch doubts that Jordan Cove will come online in 2024 as planned.
They are expecting the FERC approval by the end of 2019. Well, that leaves them 4 or 5 years for construction. And Jordan Cove is a greenfield project, so you'll have to develop it from the ground up. There is no existing infrastructure in place. And you also have to build this pipeline in the face of strong local opposition. All of these factors can eventually lead to delays and cost overruns,
which could keep investors, bankers, and LNG buyers away. Oil Change International, an energy watchdog group, published a report earlier this year stating that the Jordan Cove project, from extraction to export, would add almost 37 million metric tons of CO2 every year to Earth's atmosphere. Just one more reason why Alex Budd wants to connect communities at risk in Colorado and Oregon.
We're here to say to folks here in Battlement Mesa and Western Colorado that are standing up to the fossil fuel industry that we stand with you, and we want to find ways to work together.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.